Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, I was mentioning to Jonathan Lace that I did live in the region of the country in which he currently resides, in New Jersey, but I am now in Arizona and enjoying weather where right now it's 94 degrees in the shade. See? Silence. He didn't want to respond to that because he's jealous. Jonathan Lace is the PR officer for the Scientific Coalition for UAP Studies. These are people who look at the UFO mystery scientifically, no wackadoodle stuff. Straight, serious, and now UFOs and UAPs are big news. Hardly a day passes where I don't hear something. Like the other day we hear, for example, that Luis Elizondo, who was the fellow who headed up or supposedly headed up that Pentagon project that was funded in the early 2000s through the work of Senator Harry Reid and some others, he has apparently filed a complaint with the Inspector General at the Pentagon because they've been attacking him personally, claiming that he didn't hold that position. Do you ever follow stuff like that, Jonathan, or does SCU try to stay out of that nonsense?
Yeah. Hi, Gene. So, yeah, that's certainly in the news past, I guess, maybe week and a half. The Scientific Coalition for UAP Studies is focused on the scientific research and analysis of UAP, commonly called UFO. Generally, I mean, while certainly our members no doubt have their own individual opinions of that, we try to steer clear of political controversy / drama unless it directly impacts our work. So, for example, we have released statements in the past that call for the federal government to release all available data. In that sense, we've released a political statement, but only as it concerns our work. I seriously doubt that we would ever release a statement on, the Inspector General investigation at the Pentagon involving Lou Elizondo.
Well, at least he keeps his name in the public light.
Sure, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, he certainly does.
Kind of unfortunate in one way. On the other hand, why should he have his reputation sullied? It's not fair for anyone. But looking at this now, you guys have released this report of, what, close to 270 pages?
Yes.
And this is scientific paper. Look at the title, A Forensic Analysis of Navy Carrier Strike Group 11's Encounter with an Anomalous Aerial Vehicle. That's a Nimitz encounter, folks. This is a very detailed report. Can you give our listeners kind of the background of how you put this thing together?
Sure. So a lot of the research that went into this study was actually conducted before December 16th, 2017. And that's the date, as I'm sure your listeners know, when the New York Times published their really groundbreaking article about Lou Elizondo, the ATIP program, and the efforts of the federal government to study UFOs using the term UAP. A lot of the research for this study was actually conducted before that. This study was really based on three things. It was based on a testimony of 29 witnesses that were, a part of the Nimitz encounter. There were 20 primary witnesses that went on the record, and then 5 secondary witnesses, and then 4 witnesses that chose to remain anonymous. And that report is currently on our website. That's www.explorescu.org. And so the report was based on the testimony of the witnesses, The second part of that was the content of four official Navy documents, which were obtained after a long, very lengthy back and forth between one of our board members and the Department of Defense and the Navy and even the Marine Corps. And all that correspondence is detailed in one of the appendices at the end of the report. So that was the second component. And then the third component was the analysis of the video that was released and published by the Department of Defense. That video has come to be known as Tic Tac. And that video was obtained by crew, an air crew, flying F-18s from the Nimitz, who I believe were sent out after David Traver and Alex Dietrich and their air crews when they first encountered it. So the report really was based on those three major components.
How did you guys come to learn of this case?
So the SCU first came to learn of this case through one of our board members who happened to, I think, hear about this case on a forum online that was devoted to fighter pilots. And the board member reached out, and from that he got the names of some of the participants involved, and it sort of started from there. And again, this was before December 16th, 2017.
So you had a couple of legs up on that report then?
In that sense, yes.
Did you meet any opposition in getting information?
In terms of opposition, I did mention the fact that there was some back and forth between one of our board members and the Department of Defense and the Navy, and that's all laid out in one of the appendices of the report. But in terms of opposition, most of the witnesses were willing to talk on the record. There were four who wanted to remain anonymous, but that's the only opposition that I know of.
Now, when it comes to the photos and the analysis, I heard an interview with a skeptic on Chris Cuomo's CNN nightly commentary, where he was basically trying to find holes in these videos, saying, well, this is conventional, this is parallax, this is this, that, and the other thing. But looking at it in general, how do you separate visual sightings, radar sightings from videos and make them into separate things?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I did see that clip with Chris Cuomo. And I guess all I could say is this, is that, we believe in taking an open-minded approach. And we believe that the evidence that exists and the conclusions that we've reached in our study, lead to really only one conclusion. And that is simply that there's no known technology from Earth that can do what these Tic Tacs, in the case of the Nimitz, were doing. It's a very, very, I think, short leap from that conclusion for some people automatically to, well, it has to be, in that case, it has to be extraterrestrial. That's certainly, a valid hypothesis. It could be, up till this point, unknown human technology. We don't know is the simple answer. So we try to stick to a methodology that remains open-minded to all the possibilities, and we certainly don't want to prejudge any case.
All of the positive statements I've seen from former government officials, we have two former heads of the CIA, Brennan, Woolsey, we have John Podesta, we have former DNI Radcliffe. They all seem to stop ahead of the off-world origin. They say, look, it's something that we can't explain. They do things that our aircraft can't do. But they avoid saying off-world. They stick away from it. They stop at that threshold. We've got Jonathan Lace. Of course, he's with SCU, and we're talking about the Nimitz UFO or UAP encounter and more to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So let's continue with that. Just like you, in a sense, are saying maybe it could be that, but we're stopping short of it, which is fair. You want to be scientific. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at the other possibilities, what conventional aircraft, I don't care whether it's American, Chinese, Russian, whatever, would do what these things apparently do?
None that I know of. And I think none in any nation's inventory.
So how do you go with that now? Is that a point where the government report should come out as scheduled next month, the report they're supposed to submit to Congress? How do they get around that? Are they just going to stop at, well, we don't know what it is yet, we're still looking into it? Where do you think they might go?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's really no way of knowing how they're going to go or what direction they're going to go in. It seems to me one thing that they cannot do is backtrack the previous statement from last April 27, 2020, when the Department of Defense in a press release stated that the phenomenon depicted in the Navy videos remain unidentified. I really don't know how they're going to be able to take that back. And at the SCU, we believe that's significant because, you know, while there have been statements by, you know, generals in the past, like General Ramey, General Sanford, you know, during the 1950 UFO wave, especially around Washington, D.C., while there have been statements that, you know, yes, credible people are making some rather incredible statements, there really has not been a statement with that kind of weight, if you will. That was made, you know, last year, April 27, 2020. So I really don't know what the report's going to say. I mean, a lot of people are speculating about what it may or may not contain. But as a scientific organization, you know, we have to be beholden to the evidence. And if the evidence points towards an extraterrestrial or interdimensional origin, then certainly, you know, we would not hesitate to say that. But given the fact that we don't have access to the radar data, for example, which would really help make a full scientific investigation of the Nimitz encounter, given the fact that we don't have that, we are constrained in what we can say about it. So the only thing really that we can say is that we don't know what it is, and it doesn't correspond to any known human technology. So we can tell you what it's not, but we cannot tell you definitively what it is.
Looking at the analysis of the videos,
yeah,
what key factors did you look at to decide this is something that doesn't have a conventional explanation?
The videos depict, you know, an object captured by an AT-FLIR camera system, advanced targeting and forward-looking infrared camera system. So we, in the report, we paid particular attention to the acceleration of the object depicted in the video, and we compared that with the reports given by the four pilots who witnessed that phenomenon when they were diverted from their training op to that real-world tasking on November 14th, 2004.
So basically, they're describing the same thing. You can't, as the skeptics do, separate the video and say, it's this, has to be this. As soon as you throw in visual sightings, it changes the picture.
Yes, that was our conclusion, that the behavior of the object in the Tic Tac video matches the behavior of the statements of the pilots who encountered this object. Now, to be accurate, the video was taken by other pilots who came on after Commander Fravor and after Lieutenant Commander Dietrich were on site. But we believe that the behavior of the Tic Tac is consistent with their reports.
Yeah, right. This is one of the problems that I've had with this analysis, is that you're really dealing with two separate things. There is no way to know that the object that is seen in the video is the same one or even like the other ones that were observed visually by the other pilots. We can sort of say, well, maybe it's kind of the same, but the video doesn't really show that being quite the same, especially the maneuvers that the pilots observed. They were far more dramatic than what this video shows. So, and the video doesn't really show anything clearly either. It's more like a cheap type signature that we're dealing with. You don't see the Tic Tac.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly not, you know, something that certainly that the pilots would have seen with their own naked eyes. I mean, they described a Tic Tac looking object, and you're right. The FLIR video, you know, shows basically a dark object based on the camera setting. It does accelerate toward the end of the video at a fairly high rate of speed. It does accelerate from seemingly a motionless point in the air. More or less instantly. So in that respect, you know, we believe it is consistent with the statements. But as a point, a fact, as you pointed out, the four pilots who were on the scene did not capture that Tic Tac object that they saw with their camera. It was a later crew that went out and captured a Tic Tac like object.
Right. And it's my understanding that they even had visual cameras on their helmets that they could have activated, but they didn't. It was like one of those things where you talk to UFO witnesses and they're so impressed by what they're seeing, affected by that, they don't think to actually take the picture.
Yeah.
And these are trained pilots. These are people that are supposed to have experience. They're supposed to know they're supposed to do that. So it makes you wonder, you know.
Well, if you saw the 60 Minutes interview with Alex Dietrich, I mean, clearly, you know, both she and David Fravor were pretty weirded out by this thing. And at one point, I believe she expressed, you know, some sense of fear. In other words, you know, I'm observing this thing maneuvering in such a way that, you know, it could fly circles around, you know, our aircraft.
Absolutely. And they seem to be very credible people. And I guess the point I'm making here is that we get lots of people coming on and saying that, well, yeah, I had a camera, but I just didn't think to take the picture. And you could kind of excuse them because they're just regular civilians who are startled by the extraordinary nature of the event that they're witnessing. But when you have trained military fighter pilots that are also so startled by it that they too forget, then you got to know you're really dealing with something that is like way out of their normal experience zone.
We've got some announcements that may be way out of our normal experience zone, or maybe not. We have Jonathan Lacy, he's the PR manager for SCU, and we're talking about the Nimitz encounters, of which they've done a 270-page report available online, so you can check it all out and see what they're talking about and evaluate all the details. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released updated guidance for vaccinated children heading to summer camp this week, saying that those kids and staff who are fully vaccinated don't need to mask up. But for those who haven't gotten a shot, or for those too young to get one yet, the agency still recommends that they take preventative strategies. The agency says that masks generally don't need to be worn outdoors, but are still recommended for the unvaccinated and kids under 12 when in indoor situations. And the United States is monitoring the movements of two Iranian warships that may be heading for Venezuela. Politico reporting that the pair of vessels, a frigate and a ship being used as a forward base, are being watched by U.S. intelligence officials as they appear to be heading for the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa. Their final destination, still unknown. Ties between those two nations have strengthened in recent years, with Iran one of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's few remaining close allies. This is USA Radio News. The CDC released updated guidance for vaccinated children heading to summer camp, saying that those kids and staff who are fully vaccinated don't need to mask up. But for those who haven't gotten the shot, or for those who are too young to get one, the agency still recommends they take prevention strategies. Dr. Anand Swaminathan is an assistant professor of emergency medicine at St. Joseph Hospital and tells CBS News that the new guidance could have been a little clearer, especially for indoor situations.
If they're outdoors, kids are going to be safe in general. Unless it's a very crowded kind of setting, they can't space apart at all, it's going to be okay to go unmasked. But indoors, I think the CDC recommendations could have been a little bit clearer. It should be 100% masking indoors if you're unvaccinated. And again, for the social cues, let's just keep everybody masked indoors unless you happen to be at a camp where you know that everybody is vaccinated. Unless you're in that unique situation, it's just safer to keep everybody in their masks. If the older campers, even if they're vaccinated, they're wearing masks indoors, it's going to signal to the younger campers that this is the norm. This is what you have to do. It's that social cue that we need to maintain.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Just one interesting thing with regard to the female member, fighter pilot, who saw these things. In one of the stories, they refer to her as now the mother of three. And I was thinking, she's a female, she's identified as the mother of three. If we're going to follow that logic, why not identify the man as being the father of whoever? I mean, why do we care that she's a mother of three? She's a woman who's a trained fighter pilot who saw something strange. And then we have the man who's a trained fighter pilot who saw something strange, but we don't consider his family in the same way. It makes little sense, does it?
I don't know. I don't know if I have a comment on that.
That is a really interesting observation, Gene. Mothers definitely, they've got their hands full with the kids for sure. But, I don't know. Good question. I mean,
sure, but she's a trained fighter pilot. She's got experience, years of experience at this. Why should that impact her ability to see something strange and describe it accurately?
It shouldn't. Maybe it just gives her more credibility with other mothers out there who can kind of relate to, well, you know, this is another person like me who has experienced something really strange, and it gives her some extra credibility to them for that. I mean,
okay, she's a working mother, therefore it gives her more credibility.
Well, it's something that people can identify with, right? Like most guys can identify with the sort of macho military thing, right? But, but women, I think, kind of identify with each other in that way as well, right? Like a little bit maybe more so than men. I know it's a gender stereotype. You're absolutely right. But, you know, if there was an explanation, that's about the best that I could come up with off the top of my head.
More to the point, though, at least we have people on that 60 Minutes interview who were uniformly credible. Every last one of them.
Yes.
Straight reporting. And 60 Minutes is known by its reputation to interview some sketchy people and show you why they are sketchy. here, straightforward. And I see that in every interview I've heard, other than the one that Chris Cuomo did, where he didn't consider the visual encounters in hearing about the debunking of the videos. But everywhere I've heard interviews about this since 2017, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, they were treated like straight news stories, none of the fun and games of the past of UFOs.
Yep. And that's really, you know, what initially, I think, grabbed my attention. You know, I've been interested in aerospace, aviation, you know, the space program, et cetera, since I was a kid. And, you know, I followed, you know, off and on, you know, reports about UFOs, et cetera. But it never really had the gravity, no pun intended. It didn't really have the weight, or the authority, I'll say, of being a very, very serious issue, at least for me, until a paper like the New York Times put out a report on it. You know, I've seen videos in the past, I've seen interviews, I've seen news conferences, but it was really, you know, the combination, at least, I think at least for me, of a reputable newspaper and highly qualified and trained pilots who were making these statements.
Consider also the people who wrote the Times story, of course, Leslie Kane and Ralph Blumenthal, but also Helen Cooper. She is the Times Pentagon correspondent. She covers the Pentagon. She's a real serious lady. I've heard her interviewed. They bring her up on various TV, cable TV news shows when they want an expert. She's an expert. Mm-hmm. And she comes up there with this credibility, writing seriously with her co-writers on UAPs.
Mm-hmm. Chris Mellon comes across as really credible, too. What do you think, Jonathan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he is, he definitely has the credentials of someone, as a former Department of Defense, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence. He certainly has the credentials. And when he speaks, you know, in a very rational manner. So I agree. I think, I think the fact that a person with his credentials are making these kinds of statements helps to, in some sense, destigmatize the issue of UFO, UAP, or whatever you want to call it, because that stigma is very real. You know, even here in my in the small town that I live in, here in northern New Jersey, you know, when this topic is mentioned, you know, you do get some, you know, some strange looks, even from some of my friends. As recently as last weekend, I mentioned the 60 Minutes story to one of my friends at my daughter's softball practice. And he just kind of looked at me funny. And I took that as a hint that he didn't really know what to think about it. And he wasn't comfortable discussing it. So I moved on in the conversation. So I think the stigma is very real. I know that was the case for Alex Dietrich. I think she mentioned that a couple of times as one of the reasons why she did not go on the record publicly from the get-go. I think there are a lot of people out there in society that value science, and they value the role that science plays in our lives. They value things like vaccines, right? I mean, they know the value of science. And I think that for a lot of people who are pro, what I'll call pro-science, part of the pro-science public, having, you know, shows like 60 Minutes, having newspapers like the New York Times, having witnesses like, you know, highly trained Navy fighter pilots, having them all talk about this issue very openly and in a way that is measured and rational, I think strikes a lot of people as being, as signifying that it's okay to talk about this.
What a lot of them don't realize is that a lot of people in the past as well have been very well-credentialed, rational people who have studied it. We're talking J. Allen Hynek, an astronomer. We're talking to Jacques Vallée, computer scientist. There are lots of rational people with scientific credentials who have studied the phenomena for decades now. And the stigmatization comes from a certain skeptical perspective where people... And it's a certain kind of skeptic. They're not the fair-minded skeptics. They're the ones that use it to marginalize other people because it makes them feel superior. That's what that's about.
Yeah.
And those are the kind we don't need. But before we get into that and dig into some more of these details, I'd really like to make sure that you get to tell us about the upcoming Anomalous Aerospace Phenomena Conference, AAPC 2021. Let's get that out a couple times during the show because people are running out of time to get their tickets for that, right?
Yeah, so the last day to purchase tickets is going to be June the 1st.
Okay, now this show is going to be presented on the 30th of May, so you won't have much time to get involved. When you do hear this show, and we hope you hear it quickly and early, you've got to register. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's our Anomalous Aerospace Phenomena Conference, and it's going to be held June 5th through the 6th virtually. It's going to be online. And the registration deadline is June the 1st. So if you're listening to this, you know, please make sure if you're interested that you are prompt with, you know, getting your registration submitted.
We're going to ask more about how that's set up in our next segment. Jonathan Lace, of course, is PR manager for SCU, which means he deals with the scientific guys and gals when it comes to UAP or UFO research. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Jonathan, before we continue with your upcoming conference, and remember you have to register by June 1st. So if you've heard this show after that, sorry, maybe next year's. What's your background? What got you involved in this?
Sure. Well, as I said before, since I was a kid, I've had an interest in aviation. You know, it was my first airplane ride when I was 5 years old. Had a fascination with the space program. Had a giant mural of outer space painted on my bedroom wall. Went to space camp when I was 14 years old. But then I found out I had to have glasses, so my dreams of being a, a Navy fighter pilot were kind of dashed. But I went into the Air Force, and I was a computer systems operator stationed at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska in the United States Strategic Command. So we were a joint command created by President H.W. Bush, Bush 1, in 1992. We were joint command Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. So I was stationed there, and after leaving the Air Force, I went to college. I really wanted to study kind of the big questions, so I actually majored in philosophy and studied philosophy, and did my grad work at Emory University in Atlanta. But to make a long story short, like I said before, it was really, I think, just a desire to know, a desire to know more about, what is actually going on, on some level, coming to a recognition that there is something going on, that, this is not just, these are not just the ravings of people who are conspiracy theorists or conspiratorial or who are, imagining these things. That there's something real going on in our skies, and I wanted to know about it and study it more. So last year in 2020, I joined the Scientific Coalition for UAP Studies, and I actually wrote a response to an author from Forbes magazine, David Hambling, who suggested that the Navy Tic Tacs were in fact laser-induced plasma filament projections.
Very interesting, because this is one of the things that we've kind of toyed with, the idea that, maybe this is some kind of advanced countermeasures that are optical in nature and not necessarily, some kind of a solid craft. So tell us more about this and what you think.
Yeah, well, that was the thesis of his article in Forbes magazine. So when I read it, it just did not seem plausible. So what I did, I did some research. I actually reached out to a couple of the crew members that were on the Nimitz and that were on the Princeton, and I asked them, various questions about radar, about read our signatures about, you know, what was actually seen by the crews that day. And so I wrote a response to David Hamling, and that came out in the SCU review version, or I should say volume 1.2.
Now, do you need a membership to access that, or how does that work with the SCU?
I know our membership tiers have changed in the last few months. When people join right now, they join as a community member. And once they are a community member, then at that point they have an option to become a contributing member. So,
and how about accessing the file though? If we want to read that, like, can anybody just go there?
Sorry, yeah. So those are made public. So anyone who wants to can go right now to the SCU website and read either our 270-page study that we did on the Nimitz case. They can read the paper we did on the 2013 Aguadilla case, and they can read any of our other publications that are on our website, including you know, this response that I wrote up to David Hamling.
Let's get back here before we go on with that to the conference, because I'm looking over the speakers that you have, and maybe you should really mention this, because you've got some pretty good people. And by the way, after you look at the speakers, you want to get an idea of some of these people, such, of course, as Richard Hoffman and some of the others, Robert Powell, for example, and Michael Masters and Ron Ulch. They have all been on the PowerCast. So you get a good preview of the kind of material they're going to present.
Yeah, we've got some great speakers lined up. Our conference moderator is Richard Hoffman. He's been in the information technology field, defense contracting world for 25 years. He's been researching UFOs and UAPs really since, you know, I'd say the mid-60s when he had a sighting himself. So he sits on our executive board. Our keynote presenter is going to be Dr. Harold Puthoff, and he's been all over the news. He's been involved with ATIP, the same program that Lou Elizondo was involved with, and he's going to be our keynote speaker, and he's going to be discussing, you know, various topics in this field that could be explored from a scientific perspective. We also have other presenters. We have Dr. Kevin Knuth. He's going to be presenting on the physical observables of UAP. Peter Rialli, who also sits on our board, he's going to be giving a talk titled A Statistical Treatment of the Drake Equation with the Implications for the Understanding of the Fermi Paradox and Some Hypotheses about UAP Technology, which I'm looking forward to that a lot.
In other words, what makes them tick? Well,
sorry?
In other words, what makes them tick?
Yeah. Robert Powell, he's our executive board member. He's going to be giving a presentation on statistical analysis of UAP reports and suggestions for how to improve that process. We're going to have Dr. Matthew Zeidegas, who's going to be presenting on UAP and dark matter, which looks very interesting. We have Dr. Michael Masters, as you mentioned. He's going to be presenting on time travel, hominin evolution, and UFO phenomenon. Dr. Silvano Colombano is going to be presenting on the cost-benefit analysis of UAP research. We're going to have, obviously, Chris Cogswell. He's going to be talking about his work at SkyHub, which is really exciting. We're going to have Ron Alk, who's going to be presenting on the UFO data acquisition project. And I think that kind of wraps it up in terms of the presenters. But it's June 5th through the 6th. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. I got to give kudos to Rich Hoffman. He's put a lot of work into this. And right now, I think we have somewhere on the order of 170 participants. It's an international, you know, it's an international venue because it's virtual, so it's even more international, I think, than ever before.
And by the way, it's not very expensive. I think it's 63 and change American
Correct.
Dollars.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yep.
So you can sign up online very quickly. So if it's June 1st, you're okay. If it's after June 1st, well, we'll bring back the crew from SCU and have them maybe give some summaries. The thing here is when you look at this and then you look at the list of speakers for something like A Contact in the Desert or even MUFON, I'm sorry to say, and you compare the credibility of the speakers there, and some are quite credible, let's admit it, to what you've got, there's not that much of a comparison, I have to say.
Yeah, I would never talk bad about another, you know, organization in this field. I'll just say this, that what led me to join the SCU was because I thought they were an organization that had the most rigorous approach to analyzing this topic. And I think when it's something as consequential, right, as the question of what is, you know, UAP, what is a UFO, what are people seeing in the skies? Given some of the hypotheses that have been proposed and given the implications of, you know, what it is, it really is extraterrestrial intelligence, I think it is incumbent upon all of us to be as rigorous as we can possibly be with the data. When I, you know, looked around for organizations that represented that ethos, SCU stood out as the clear front runner for me.
Well, it certainly, once again, really presents what has been needed in this field for so many years. We've had scientists who've participated, but they were lone wolves for a large part. You couldn't get a group of them together because you had so much opposition, so much treatment of the subject as being in the world of craziness that, unfortunately, has made it difficult. Jonathan Lace is PR manager for SCU with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.